Hello and welcome to another episode of Banking on Information. With me here is Timothy Lee.
How's it doing?
From Lend API. This is a live taping, the first one we're doing. This is it. We actually just did a walk over the Brooklyn Bridge right there. And we're going to do a version of Banking on Information.
All right. So thanks for having me, man.
This is great. So, Tim, why do you do what you do?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me. We just did this whole 2.5 mile walk on the Brooklyn Bridge. What is it? Founders Walks for?
Right. Founders Walks.
Founders Walk.
Right.
How do you find more information on Founders Walk?
You can actually go to Luma and you can sign up every Sunday. We walk over to Brooklyn Bridge. So come do that.
It's awesome. All right. This is my second time doing it. Second week in New York. Thanks for the invite.
Yeah.
Saw this guy twice already in the whole span of, 7 days?
That's it. Experience. This is great.
People join this thing. It's a thing. So come on down. So why do I do what I do? Again, I'm Tim. Hello, everybody. I'm actually here for Techstars New York. Lend API is part of the Techstars Accelerator Program in New York City. It's an awesome experience. Lend API, in one sentence, we're Wix for fintech. Banks and financial services companies can actually build products right in our system. Customer experience, decision engine, pricing engine, all the third parties are all plugged in.
Right.
Within a few minutes, they can press a button and launch a product. Right. It's that magical. No longer do you have to hire people waiting for 2 years, $2 million worth of budget, and miss the entire market opportunity.
Right? Yep.
You can literally sign up. 30-day free trial. That's how comfortable we are with this product. So you no longer will get burnt by working with a tech company, right? So LendAPI.com. Thanks for
That up. So you just want to make it easy for people, not just sort of take years to build things. Actually, use your platform. Do it embedded, right? That's embedded finance. We all know that is the big thing that's going on right now. So. Tell me a little bit about sort of what type of use cases do people use that come to you for? What type of embedded lending do you do?
Right. We have challenger banks using us for making quick underwriting decisions.
Yeah.
We have traditional banks that use us to just launch their brand new credit card process, right? That's another revenue model.
Yeah.
And we have point of sale financing folks that are financing their legal fees.
Yeah.
Medical procedures, and we're working with micro lenders. And this whole embedded finance thing is blowing up. A lot of people look at the successes of Affirm, Snap, all the people that they use, they use in their stores. They're thinking, well, I could do my own in-house financing small as an add-on or as a replacement, right, to earn that 10, 12, 15%.
Right.
Customers are already paying for it, why not themselves?
Yeah.
And when they look at the overall P&L of their business, could be a mattress business, could be a tire business, could be anything, right?
Yeah.
They said, well, my margin is getting depressed because money is getting more expensive.
Yeah.
Why can I, where do I find more value out of my supply chain? My customers are already paying.
Yeah.
The aforementioned, fintechs of the world for these interest rates. Why can I do it? So get a bank, get a charter, get a license.
Yeah.
And more likely their local bank can actually finance these things or just make it into a payments kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
So what's missing?
Yeah.
Piece of technology.
Right.
They've all tried it inadvertently here and there, but it's always, hey, you got to pay us $1 million or $100,000 to get started.
Right.
Don't talk to me until you do a setup fee.
Yeah.
We're going to erase all of that BS.
Right.
Right. There's business to be done.
Yeah.
And it should be as easy as subscribe to Microsoft Word.
Right.
Right. Build your business. Focus on that. This layers of technology is completely commoditized.
Right.
So that's what we're hitting for.
That's awesome. So you can basically build your own solution right on the platform. Right. So tell me of a customer what value are they getting out of it from a convenience perspective, from a speed perspective, and from a return perspective?
For example, we're going to launch a new microfinancing company literally Monday. We worked all weekend. And this, I just talked to the CEO, the names, right?
Literally,
he slacked us and said, we've been working with something.
Right.
It just wasn't working for the past 7 months.
Wow.
And we got him up running a few days, right? So it just, there's, to be honest with you, there's a lot of vaporware out there, right?
Yep.
People yanking people's chain and it's like a couple $1,000 here and there, right? And it's not the money for a lot of these folks. It's really the type of market.
Yeah.
Right. If you miss that opportunity, you're going to miss a whole lot.
Yeah.
So our thing is that, Their self-setup field.
Yeah.
It's all there.
Yeah.
You can log in, get the account, configure this yourself, and and everything that you touch has an API to it.
Right.
Right. So do it to it.
That's
right? You don't have to call me. You don't have to rely on me. You don't have to trust me.
Right.
Trust the platform. That's my guys came up with this stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Trust the platform.
That's it. Lend API. That makes sense. So there's one thing I love to do, which is called futures thinking. Now, we don't know what the future is going to hold for us, but we can always think about what a possible future could look like. So, Tim, what do you think? If you look 10 years out, what does the banking, finance, embedded finance world look like?
Yeah, so fortunately, you know, you and I have been in business for over probably by now 2 decades now. Yeah, so we went back 10 years ago. From my vantage point, right, pessimistically, what was broken 10 years ago, it's actually even more broken now because we have so many different choices, right? The retailers, the fintechs, you know, there's like 12 different class now, 12 different bureaus, everyone's got an ML solution, right? We put it all together.
Yeah.
I feel like 10 years from now, because of how technology has been, revolutionized over and over again every 6 months, you know, right? So I think there's going to be a lot more offerings, a whole lot more real time.
Yeah.
Right. One thing I really wish that we have software is international payments.
Right.
There's no reason why I can't send you. You're going to be in Europe next week, right?
Right, yeah.
Visiting family, right. I can't. You know, there's no reason for me to send $10 here to you instantaneously without a lot of holes and grudges and impediments and
right.
and pending status. Yeah. Right? It should be instantaneous, right? So I'm hoping in the next few years, the 10 years, I hope, international payments, international credits for the common man like you and I be a full lot easier.
Right.
Please.
right. So let's assume a world where that is easier. So what do people need to do today to get ready for it?
Oh, my God. So you invest in fintech.
Right.
VC, so there's a lot of money out there. There's a lot of people with great ideas, right? You invest in fintech, find founders and execute.
Yep.
Really push the envelope a little bit, right? I know we are in one of the most regulated industry in the world.
Right.
But there are founders that has wherewithal of all that in their heads, right? Do the right thing, play with the guardrails, but there are a lot of technology that's available to us now that we can take advantage of, speed things up, right? That's what happened, right? We had the guys had to do it.
Yeah. So that's it. So get ready. Go get your APIs ready, maybe with Lend API. Yeah. That sounds like a really good idea. So thank you very much for doing this in person. This is amazing to do it right in front of the Brooklyn Bridge here in Brooklyn, New York. So this is it. This is real. There's no background. This is real. You see the people walking behind us. Thank you very much. Until next week, choose to be curious.